This is Real Estate Rookie, episode 112. My name is Ashley Kerr, and I'm here with my co-host, Tony Robinson, and we are back with another Rookie Reply. Today, we are not picking a topic. We are not pulling one off Facebook. We actually have someone that slid into Tony's DMs. And Tony, what does that DM say?
Remember when you had to pay to get a lead's phone number? It was like the dark ages. Until Deal Machine made skip tracing a thing of the past. Now, with your Deal Machine plan, you'll get unlimited access to phone numbers and contact information for no extra cost. That's right, get high-quality, reliable information trusted by leading financial institutions, all fully compliant with the federal Do Not Call list. Explore over 150 data points, including age, gender, marital status, occupation, and a ton more. Trust me, this is the data you need for off-market deals. With new filters, people flags, and color-coded phone numbers, lead management just got a ton easier. Ready to step up your investing game? Sign up for a Deal Machine plan today and gain immediate access to this unlimited treasure trove of contact information and phone numbers. Just head to dealmachine.com/BP. Transform your lead generation and deal-making strategies with Deal Machine. Sign up today and start exploring the unlimited possibilities at dealmachine.com/BP.
Are current interest rates making you depressed about cash flow? What if it didn't have to be that way? Rent to Retirement has 2.99% seller financing available on turnkey properties. You heard that right. That's a seller-financed 2.99% interest rate where the average cash flow is over $900 per month. They also have options where you can put as low as 5% down on multiple investment properties with no PMI. Rent to Retirement is the nation's leading turnkey investment company that understands what it takes to be successful in today's dynamic real estate market. Their reputation speaks for itself with more 5-star reviews than any other company on the BiggerPockets website. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest with confidence in the markets that offer the best returns. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
So this message came from Scott Morris, and his Instagram handle is hotdads1, so hotdads number one. And he said, "Hey, Tony, I'm a huge fan of what you and Sarah, my wife, what you and Sarah are doing in the short-term rental space. I'm having trouble wrapping my head around the prices in the Smoky Mountains, and how can those properties even be profitable at the current market value? Am I looking at things the wrong way, and does the price not make that big of a difference in strong markets like Tennessee? I'm just trying to figure out if this is just a mindset shift that needs to happen, or if I should be looking in different markets." So Scott, great question. And I think it's really part of a bigger question around, should you continue to buy in a market where things are appreciating quickly, right? Where prices are rising relatively quickly. Things are heating up in the Smoky Mountains. We bought our first cabin there a year ago for $590. That same cabin today will probably sell between maybe even $900,000. So crazy, crazy appreciation in the last year. But for us, we're not as concerned about the purchase price as we are about the overall cash flow that's being generated, right? Like, what's our actual revenue on that property? And what are the profits in the cash on cash return? And for us, as long as we're still able to hit the numbers that we want on those cabins in terms of revenue, in terms of cash on cash return, then even if they get up to $1 million, right, then maybe it still makes sense for us to buy. And people always say, hey, you know, maybe you don't want to buy at the top of the market, right? Because what happens if prices swing again or home values decrease? And my thought process on that is, even if my home value goes down a little bit, right? Say today it's worth $800,000. I buy it and it's worth $800,000. If 12 months in, the value drops down to $700,000. As long as that price decrease isn't tied to some bigger financial distress in the economy where people are no longer traveling, if people are still traveling and I'm still making my money on a monthly basis, then the actual value of the home in the short term isn't super important to me, right? Because I can confidently say that if I hold this property for 30 years, I'm probably going to make money on it from an equity standpoint, right? But for me, as long as there are people that are traveling to this market, as long as people are still booking this on Airbnb, as long as we're still generating revenue, then for me, even if we're buying at the top of the market, it doesn't matter a whole lot. So I don't know. That's my thoughts, Ash. What are your thoughts on buying and appreciating kind of expensive markets?
Well, Tony, are you seeing a correlation in the Smoky Mountains when you're purchasing, as the prices increase, you're seeing that your daily rate is increasing too?
We are, but it's kind of a weird situation we're in because we first started this cabin in 2020, right? In like COVID time. So there's just less people traveling in general. Summer 2021 has been reported as like one of the busiest vacation summers ever. So I think that's playing a lot into it. But I probably, if this was like a regular market, I would assume that even if the prices are going up on a purchase price, you're probably not going to see a direct correlation in your average daily rates, right? So you got to balance those out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I was just reading an article the other day about how much rents are increasing across the US and housing prices are going up. So rents are increasing. And then also the eviction moratorium. So landlords are trying to be extra cautious by charging more upfront in case they don't have to do an eviction. So I was just wondering if you were kind of seeing that in the short term rental market too. But as far as investing in a hot market, I invest in really small rural towns, don't see a ton of appreciation. But I think that a way to get into a hot market is to find creative ways to purchase property. And like Tony said, make sure the numbers still make sense and you can make the deal work. I think it was last week we had Nick Cooley on, who is buying in Denver, Colorado, super hot market, but he's making it work and being profitable off of it. So there are definitely ways you can do it. So I'll give you an example. In South Buffalo, I bought a property in 2017, right when that area was starting to get hot. I got in a really good time. I bought it with a 20% down, a conventional 30-year loan. Well, fast forward 2 years later, still looking at properties in those areas, and the prices have increased so much and gotten outrageous that for me to come and bring a cash offer or a 20% down offer as an investor, it just did not make sense. So what I did was I partnered with my sister, who did not have a house and was eligible for an FHA loan. So she only had to put down 5% on the property. And we were able to buy a property with only 5% down instead of me going and doing 20% down. And how we did that was she went and got the mortgage. I'm not on the mortgage at all. I'm just on the deed. And I wrote a gift letter to her that I'm gifting her the down payment funds. So the benefit to me was I'm owning 50% of this property for only 5% of what it was worth at the time of purchasing. And then my sister, she gets to house hack it. She pays, I think, $45 a month towards her mortgage payment. And then the tenants are paying the rest of the mortgage, the insurance and property taxes. Not seeing any cash flow right now, but it's a long-term play for me. This property is building tons of equity. When my sister moves out, I'll get some of the cash flow. If we decide to sell it, I'll get 50% of the equity in it. So you have to get creative, I think, is really the way to, if you want to get into these hot markets, get into creative ways that you can purchase these properties to make the numbers work instead of dumping a ton of cash into them or just relying on equity only too. You don't want to do that either.
I love the idea of getting creative, right? Like that's the best way to find success as a real estate investor. I think the only other thing I'd add, Ashley, is that like say that you're looking at an expensive market and you look at this property You run your numbers and you're like, okay, I'm happy with this. But then you see, man, this same property sold for $300,000 less 2 years ago. The fact that it sold for $300,000 less 2 years ago doesn't change the fact that it's still a good deal today, right? It just means that 3 years ago it was a really, really good deal, right? But it could still be a good deal today. So I think that's the other thing that people see is they're like, man, this house sold for way less 12 months, 24 months ago. It can't be a good deal. But it's like, if you run the numbers today based on the purchase price today and it still meets your criteria, then it's a good deal. It doesn't matter what the price was in the past.
That is such a great point. I think a lot of people will look at houses that are flipped too and be, oh my God, 6 months ago, they bought this for $100,000 and now they're trying to sell it for $250,000. Wow, we should have gotten it back then. Okay, we'll try and do a rehab. But you're right. Just because, you know, it sold cheaper before doesn't mean that it's a bad deal now. It probably actually is a bad deal if it's selling for less than what it sold for 2 years ago, that there's something really wrong right. with it. People are trying to unload it and not even get their money back. They want out of it so bad.
Well, Hot Dads One, hope we answered your question. I hope that gives you some value. Real Estate Rookies, hope you guys get that too. I know it's super crazy out here in 2021, and it can feel that sometimes finding a good deal is impossible. But like Ashley said, some creativity, a little bit of patience, it'll go a long way for you.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that was his Instagram handle before he started. I mean, he's going to get blown up now. Everybody checking out who the hot dad is. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Ashley at Wealth From Rentals, and he's Tony at Tony J. Robinson on Instagram. And we will be back on Wednesday with another episode with an investor to hear their story. Thank you guys so much for joining. And if you love the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on. We would really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. The market is changing and finding your way can be tricky. Rates shift, headlines whirl, but your goal hasn't changed. You want financial freedom. And the best investors know it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market. If you're ready to get into the real estate investing game or take your game to the next level, finding an investor-friendly agent is your next step. With BiggerPockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in minutes. Just head to biggerpockets.com/deals. Enter a few details about what and where you want to buy, and boom, instantly match with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. This free resource is only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today. The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only.
Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all host and participant opinions are their own.
Investment in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose.
Bigger Pockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.